Too Much Cake, Too Little Time by Lara Juice and Juliana Fennec for Lignin Stories. It was Anna's 8th birthday, and her father had spent the day baking a delicious chocolate cake. Anna had already unwrapped the presents, played a few games, and ate some delicious food. She was now excitedly waiting for her favourite part, the birthday cake. As everyone sang happy birthday, Anna dug the knife into the cake and happily accepted the large piece that her mother handed to her. Chocolate cake was her favourite. Anna ate it all up very quickly. She even licked the plate clean. The chocolate fudge cake was the best she had ever tasted, and she asked her mother if she could give Buttons, her cat, a piece. "Chocolate fudge cake isn't good for Buttons," said her mother. "But it isn't bad for me," said Anna. Her mother explained that different animals need different foods, and chocolate fudge cake was not bad for her in small amounts. But if she ate a lot of cake, it would be bad for her too.
"But the cake is so good. May I have one more piece?" Anna begged.
"No," her mother told her, that she would have to wait till next day to have another slice. But when Anna went to bed that night, she could not get the chocolate cake out of her head. When everyone had gone to sleep, she tiptoed to the kitchen and quietly opened the fridge door.
"Just one more bite," she thought. "This is so good."
One bite became two, and two became three. She sat on the floor, fridge door open, eating the chocolate fudge cake one spoonful at a time. Soon enough, she had eaten the entire cake. Anna felt very satisfied, but something was not quite right. Her stomach was grumbling and rumbling, and it began to hurt a little. She went to bed and tried to sleep, hoping that when she woke up in the morning, it would be better. Anna lay on her bed, groaning and clutching her stomach. "Oh no," said her mother when she came in to say good morning. "We had better call Dr. Stella."
"Other than an upset stomach, is anything else hurting?" asked Dr. Stella.
Anna shook her head.
"And did you eat anything different yesterday? Anything that you usually do not eat?" asked the doctor.
Anna knew she could not keep her secret for much longer, and so she admitted to the doctor and her parents that she had snuck down to the kitchen and eaten the rest of the cake. Dr. Stella began to laugh. She explained to Anna that her stomach was hurting because that was way too much cake. They had a long conversation about the kinds of food that make us feel well and those that taste good but do not have a good effect on our body. Dr. Stella showed Anna pictures of food that contained too much sugar and explained how they would make her teeth decay, she would gain weight and feel very tired. If Anna wanted to be healthy and live a long life, she had to eat fruit and vegetables, even though she liked cake best. From that day on, Anna always remembered that one slice of cake was enough. This story is part of the Creative CDGs project, managed by Esplora Interactive Science Centre Malta and co-funded by the Erasmus Plus programme of the European Union.